Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, 2-4. The Mishnah describes the path of the signaling from Jerusalem to the community in Babylonia. Umeayin hayu masiyan masos. And where was it that they did these fire signaling from? Mehar ha-mishcha l'sartava. They started in Har ha-mishcha, that is the Mount of Olives, right across to the east of the Har ha-bayis in Jerusalem. So that was the first hilltop. Then it would move northwards. The exact identification of these different mountains as we go is not clear, but the general idea is presumed to be moving up the country of Israel from Jerusalem to the Galil, ending up presumably in the mountains near Hermon, on the what's today the Lebanese-Syrian border, and then somehow across the east towards Buffalo. So, L'Sartava, U'Misartava L'Grofina, from the Sartava mountain to Grofina hill, U'Migrofina L'Chavran, U'Michavran L'Beis Biltin. From Chavran to Beis Biltin is said to be the signaling area that's closest to Bavel, modern-day Iraq. U'Beis Biltin lo zazu misham. From Beis Biltin, they didn't move from there. They waved their fire signal. Elamolech u'mevi malu morid. They would just wave it back and forth. Ad shahaya roe kol ha'gola lefanav k'maduras esh. Those people wouldn't leave that spot until they saw the whole area before them, referred to as Kol HaGola, or the exile literally, lit up like a bonfire. Now the Gemara says that the Gola is referring to the city of Pumbedisa, which Rashi explains in Sanhedrin is considered to be the name for the Gola because it was the first and primary establishment of the Jewish community in Babylonia.